USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hauling off on Democrats as he accepted the Republican presidential nomination at the White House last evening.
At no time before have voters faced a clearer choice between two parties, two visions, two philosophies, or two agendas. This election will decide whether we save the American dream or whether we allow a socialist agenda to demolish our cherished destiny.
United Airlines planning to furlough as many as 2,800 pilots unless the federal government comes up with more coronavirus relief. United notifying pilots yesterday the cuts could take effect starting in October. United's one of many airlines pushing for another $25 billion to combat economic challenges because of the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
Top Trump advisor Jared Kushner says the administration is proud of how it's responded to the pandemic. Kushner says the virus is about people's well-being and not about politics.
I just don't think it's helpful to the public for people to be politicizing this. You have people who are dying. You have a lot of hardship. You have people who have lost jobs. You have people who are scared. And quite frankly, I think a lot of the political division that is being caused by people who are criticizing the response is creating more division.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is stepping down from that post because of health issues. A 17-year-old accused of shooting three people, killing two of them during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has formally been charged with two counts of homicide, as well as charges of attempted homicide and reckless endangerment. They say that Kyle Rittenhouse is from Illinois, but he's told police he was in Kenosha, hoping to protect businesses during protests over the weekend police shooting of Jacob Blake. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
NBA players are expected to return to the floor this weekend, a day after teams walked out in support of protests against police brutality following the shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin. The NBA announced that all three playoff games scheduled for yesterday and today would be called off before the action is expected to resume tomorrow or Saturday. The league and its players were still hammering out final details of the latest restart, according to a statement by Executive Vice President of the NBA, Mike Bass. Major League Baseball games, WNBA contest, and Major League Soccer matches have also been called off. Hillary Clinton is predicting that Donald Trump's re-election effort will be messy and that the former Democratic candidate has some advice for Joe Biden. If the race is close, do not concede.
You know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
Speaking with Jennifer Palmieri on Showtime's The Circus, Clinton said Trump would likely try to take the election by going after absentee voting. She continues to emphasize that even a small margin of votes can have major consequences, looking back to her experience winning the popular vote but still losing in the Electoral College. Democrats, she said, should be ready to fight the results at all costs. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.